All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, you missed anything, Odyssey.com. Rewind. We opened up with some draft discussion. No grades. We just talked about whether you're over the hump, whether it's Super Bowl time. I believe it is. I thought it was great doubling up on the corners. We can get back into that later. I also brought up we have reached the point of too much ice cream. Roger Goodell. Oh, no. Go ahead. What is so important, you have to point your pen at me at 4 o'clock.
It's a stylist, but...
I'm going to tell you, I could still stab you with it. Go ahead. What do you got?
David and I realized something during the break.
What?
Remember when you said we only get a month off from football? Reduce that now to 2 weeks.
Why?
Schedule release.
Oh, God. Okay.
They do the schedule release in the middle of May.
Only nerds like David get involved with that.
Oh, schedule release. No, Mike, because everybody, including...
I'm not even the one that brought it up. He did.
Everybody, including players in the locker room, will all say they play the game. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss.
But that's never accurate.
It's not, but the NFL will now engage you for 2 weeks until June and training camp and all the cutdowns and all
that. I refuse to be engaged.
I'm just saying. So it went from just the month of May to half of May.
Odyssey.com rewind. I am not doing this. Two notes from the update that are
you don't play the schedule game?
No, absolutely.
Seriously?
No, because all
is this an older Mike or you've never played the schedule game?
No, this is me past age like 25.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an idiot, you still play it, but there's no point to it.
There's not, but it just kind of gives you a gauge of like, okay, this is going to be a tough 3-4 week stretch, or yeah, they should pretty much, this should be easy for them. No?
No. Okay. So just a couple notes from Jeremy's update. One, I know there's only 7 Michigan basketball fans, but they should be very excited. Vlad Golden is a fantastic basketball player. Everything MSU could have used. Legit 7-foot-tall center. Very good. Yeah. If you're a state.
And they also may be happy. George Washington III went back into the portal. The backup point guard from last year.
He's been dead for 300 years.
That's George Washington.
Whatever. They probably have the same game. So the other angle, speaking of no game, I'm just thrilled I don't have to look at Matty Sissoko anymore. He's going to be a Cal Golden Bear. You know what else I want now? Now it forces Izzo to do what he doesn't want to do. Go to the portal and get a center. Please.
You know, he's working on it.
No, please. Now.
Like the man's walking around in a wheelchair right now. Give him a little break.
What the hell's the matter with him?
I think he had like a hip something done.
He'll be fine. So listen, what does a wheelchair have to do with being on the phone?
Or hey, you can still pick up a phone.
Right, or you can pick up a bag. Hand the kid a bag.
Let the man heal up and recover.
I don't have time for his healing.
Oh, so Juwan Howard excuses is what you're doing
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I don't have time for healing. I need 16 in
hey,
mine.
Man, mean streets of Iron Mountain, okay?
He had a hip surgery. Please, his centers played like they were in wheelchairs last year. Now let's get focused.
That's you.
I will get to. Oh, also, Buddy Kennedy's gone. Thank God.
You didn't like Buddy?
No.
Hey, Buddy.
I don't like little folksy, goofy stories. I don't want a guy who doesn't even have a profile pic at MLB.com. I don't need Silhouette Man at third. Get out. Abanez can actually hit the ball at an MLB level. At least we can get him in the mix. And the Cardinals stink. Go take 2 or 3. Go be 18-13 at the end of that. The Cardinals are horrific. 13-15's a lie. They're way worse.
Okay.
And offensively, ugh. They're awful.
No, they should, because after that, you got the Yankees and the Guardians.
Good get-right spot for Maeda tonight. This lineup stinks. All right, David Ticket Text, and then I have a question. Because I feel like people have gotten a little soft, and I feel like there's a villain in the world of sports we can all rally up against. And it's not Rico.
David. Never was.
A lot of people are saying bye-bye to Maddie on the Ticket Text.
Oh, but Tom's in the wheelchair.
Don't affect using a phone.
Just say, let the man recover.
We don't have time. He told me he would do whatever it took to make a deep run in the tournament.
You need a break in sports. We just talked about it for the NFL.
I didn't say sports. I said NFL.
The Olympics are great because they're every 4 years. We get a break. More football very well might be the end of me and put me in an early grave. Wow. The NFL makes the schedule release a big event, but 10 months a year is a tad too much. Please stop it now, Roger.
Oh, don't worry. Roger is going to have the Lions doing training camp in Tokyo. Just wait.
Mike Rico, 100% trending toward too much football. Games used to be special. Yep. Special days. Not feeling that much anymore.
You know what else it's going to impact? And I know Rico will laugh and he'll point his stylus at me. I don't want to make the mistake of mislabeling his writing instrument. It's going to take away from the fun of Sunday. If you put an extra game on Thursday night and a game on Friday and two on Monday night, you will watch. You're going to get one of those light 4 o'clock windows. You know the random Sundays? Mm-hmm. And you're like, 7 hours, a commercial free. We have two lousy games at four.
Right. They're both in commercial breaks. So.
Right. It's Raiders and Cart. Right. And you're looking at highlights that you've seen for the 80th time. There's a cost to doing the more football thing. How's that for you, stylists over there?
They're both at halftime. Right.
And you got to look at right. That dunce Scott Hansen sitting there.
All right. We got a double box here. They're both punting the ball, but that's the only action that we have.
Well, let's go back to a highlight from 1 o'clock.
Chris from Brighton says, Mike, you 100%, I'm behind you. Not paying for streaming individual games. Feel like my pockets are getting rifled right now with everything we have to pay for.
And it just, and again, the streaming, the issue truly is you get taken out of the loop. You are locked into that game.
It's not an instant. Yeah, it's where you can just flip channel, boom, boom, boom.
And nobody wants the pinwheel. Or the buffering or downloading or the circle that never stops. I just want to turn the channel.
That's why you got to get to Xfinity. Go ahead, David.
I have
it. He did not do that, did he? Wow. As long as they give a Super Bowl Sunday and President's Day weekend with the Monday off, I'm cool with it. Give me more football.
All right.
I'm 100% against more football. I make it a point to distance myself from it at times. And I'll continue to do so now. I'll see you when training camp cuts start.
See, and you know what's interesting is when training camp comes around, though, because football has expanded and has become more intensive, both college, in the last 15 years, we've gone from an 11-game schedule to 13, right? Now you're getting the bowl games, the playoff, the expansion there. Okay. Then you look at the NFL from 16 to 17. We're going to 18. For the old heads out there, they're still talking about a 14-game schedule. It's going to 18, and it's going to go to 20 weeks. So it's just...
You see that as well. Okay.
Yeah, and it's just this idea, man, of by the time training camp comes around, I don't care. You know what I care about? I just don't want to read a headline that someone who's good is hurt. Other than that, training camp is absolute nonsense.
No, it is.
For the average fan. Total nonsense.
But when you break it down, especially when they go and add these new things on, you get a two-week break. Maybe depending on what happens in June, maybe it stretches out to a month. But yeah, with the schedule release, the NFL has turned that into a big time event now. And then they do their top 100 players every year. And then we all sit and argue over who should be number one. They've mastered the art of keeping themselves relevant year round. But yeah, it does get to a point where you need to miss something to truly appreciate it.
I totally agree with you, Mike. The NFL is overdoing it. Besides the Lions not being in the Super Bowl, I was totally uninterested in watching this year because I was just footballed out. The season is too long.
And I think the thing that's going to get to you is a lot of times as people and as fans, it's a societal problem, is that if something doesn't affect you, you don't care. Well, it's going to come to your doorstep. And the Lions are going to be playing a game in Zimbabwe, and it's going to rob you of a home game. Or they're going to play multiple games on multiple platforms that you don't own. You're going to have to reach in that pocket. You know, it's going to knock at your door. Uncle Roger's going to get that money.
Well, see, the only good thing about that is...
Stylus.
No, I mean, if it's local, it has to be on local TV for the NFL, so... If the Lions are playing in a game, it'll either be on Fox.
They'll take it away. Or they'll change the law. They do whatever they want.
Okay.
Goodell runs the FTC.
I was about to say FCC on line 9.
Goodell does whatever he wants. They'll make it a game that's only available on Planet Nebular. The NFL is, they're out of their minds. Like, that's the other one. I do not need 9 a.m. football on a Sunday morning. When they do these London and Germany and...
But, Mike, they did it Toy Story style where they had the toys actually playing the game.
Don't need that.
I don't know if you saw that. That was the Jaguar game. It was actually in, yeah, they did it the Toy Story thing. They're trying to get, they're trying to grow the audience.
Okay, then. I know.
I'm with you, but.
That's why we had to endure Taylor Cam.
We just don't need it. I should not be watching.
That was just true love.
Football,
Mike,
while I'm
love.
Supposed to be at church.
Wait, supposed to be, so you didn't go?
9:30 wow. Games? Guess what I'm watching?
Wow.
The football game.
It should be Corinthians.
Should be.
You piece of garbage.
We need to get audio from that sermon. Like,
hold on, wait a second. What? Now. Do you mean to tell me you were up there? It's not a lectern. What the hell is it called?
What I do that
the
day
pulpit.
Is
hey,
you were up at the pulpit with the phone?
No, what I
like
do that
me at
day.
A wedding.
What I do that day is I work at the media room.
I was about to say, no, what he had what? Is the ushers in the back. Hold up the right hand if they just scored, left hand if they fumbled.
So hold on. You tell your uncle you're not delivering a sermon and you're going to go to the AV room.
I don't deliver the sermon every Sunday, but if he does, I say, yeah, I'm going to be in the media. Oh. I don't do that. I'm sorry. I don't do that.
I could just, the usher's all of a sudden walking up handing David a note. Steelers scored.
Najee player prop. Check mark.
Danger Witch is out there cooking.
Wow. 248-539-9797. Villainous sports figure. I want to discuss something. And maybe I'm being unfair. We'll do it next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I need a segment, if I may. Lord knows it's the only non-football we're going to do today. I would love to ask a question here, and I want to know if it is now fair for me to have this opinion. Kevin Durant's a loser. Can we finally say this now? Please. Kevin Durant, since leaving the Golden State Warriors, has won a whopping 2 playoff series, all while being a $50 million a year player in hand-selected situation after hand-selected situation. Kevin Durant was favored to win this series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And in the words of LeBron James, not one, not two, not three. They didn't win a game. They got swept. Now, we know Bradley Beal's a loser. So I don't know what he was doing up there talking about, I've never been swept in my life. Hard to do when you've never made the playoffs. Hey, Rico, I've never been eliminated from American Idol. One problem, I've never tried out. Kevin Durant already today is crying about his role in the offense. This is a man who, with Golden State, won the 2 titles. Would have been 3 if he stayed. Minimum. He left to... Draymond called him a bitch.
Yeah, Draymond
says, I gotta get up out of here. He goes to Brooklyn and creates his own situation. Disastrous. He goes to Phoenix, creates his own situation. Disastrous. He is going to be 36 when camp starts.
Death, not an option.
Kyrie or KD?
Yeah.
KD. Because I don't think KD's insane.
No, but to me, he's a 7-foot Kyrie. Like, wherever he goes, you know this team will not win.
Yeah, but he's not burning sage and doing zaniness.
But he's burning the team down.
And maybe he not has sage. Burners.
Right.
Might be a push. But my point is, at what point do we get to define this man's legacy? And really looking at it. Now, I never criticized going to Golden State. He wanted to win. I respect that. Now, his exit from there was absurd. And then what he's done since, you're getting a look at who he is. 2 series victories since leaving Golden State? Getting swept by the Baby Wolves? And the first thing you're going to do is try to throw Frank Vogel under the bus?
And even when they had a lead in the game, you knew, you're going to lose this game. It doesn't matter.
I find him to be one of the most unlikable human beings in sports. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. I can't say you're wrong, Mike, because he comes with a lot of hype. He comes with a high price tag, and he does not deliver. There's one thing of being a diva, but if you're a diva who wins, it's why you can't get that angry at Travis Kelce, because he'll make big plays in big moments, and they win. You may not like him personally, but KD across the board is like, dude, they pay you a ton of money. You handpick your teams, and not only that, they're awful. Like, the Suns went from being a team that was going to compete for a while with Devin Booker, we're going to gut this thing, we're going to bring in KD, and now you're awful. Just, I don't even see how you...
I just need one the
playoffs,
segment.
You'll make the playoffs next year because... Damn near everybody makes the
playoffs. That's not the barometer. And I don't want to hear about his numbers. The numbers are empty calories. Because if you've won a whopping 2 playoff series in 5 years, and going hand-selected situation after hand-selected situation, your numbers mean nothing. They don't effort winning. If your team loses by 30, do I care that you drop 26? Hell no. Why is it you can't bring the best out of Devin Booker and bring the best out of Bradley Beal? I mean, I understand it's a flawed team. You decided to join it.
And by joining it, the owner basically broke the team up just to get you there.
And that's the other point I make in this, and this is where football wins. The NBA really has a problem that a lot of its best players are wholly unlikable. Like Kevin Durant having burner accounts is one of the most embarrassing things you'll ever see.
He'll never hear the end of that.
No. It's the truth. How about Kevin Durant, the minute he's criticized, taking to social media? Kevin, here's the deal. You make $50 million a year, 53 if we're being accurate at the start of next year, I believe. Kevin, you can't get swept in the first round and evade criticism. There's no world.
No, at least, but the funny thing is, at least Draymond's learned how to monetize getting tossed out of a game. That's going to be the next episode on my podcast. I just got kicked out of a game.
Right, just kicked another dude in the balls. Coming up next on the 5-Star Zone.
That's fine. You're right. Hey, I just shooed Steven Adams in the sack again. Coming up next. Yeah.
But I'm serious, dude. The Kevin Durant thing. There is no athlete in sports I spite watch in this way. It is mind-numbing to me. And he somehow evades legitimate criticism. For what? Because he's going to make fun of you on social media? What are you, a 16-year-old girl?
Or the NBA people don't want to do anything because then they won't have access. To
what access? So you can sit down to some pre-screened interview with him and his handler, Rich Kleiman? Mm-hmm. Who cares? Take the questions, ball them up, and throw them in the garbage.
Probably the team that just eliminated him has the person that unfortunately is in Minnesota, but if he were anywhere else.
Anthony Edwards?
I think a lot of people would really know about him.
Hey, they know about him.
No, they know about him, but he would be.
When?
If he played for the Lakers.
Right,
or your Celtics.
You knew this. Look, Kevin Garnett was one of the megastars in Minnesota. The key is Anthony Edwards only now will become, you have to win.
Right. It's how Giannis became Giannis in Milwaukee.
Gotta win.
Yeah.
And Edwards is phenomenal. But to get swept and then bitch about the coach?
See, that's the thing,
though. They never really had a chance.
Well, that's the thing.
It's not even like a fake sweep like the Lakers are about to get done. We won a game.
Right. Now, they got dump trucked in 3 to 4 games. Yeah, David.
But that's why people are annoyed with the NBA. Because in no way does Kevin Durant not accept the trade or say, you know what, yes, I'm for the trade. Bring Bradley Beal here. But then you want to, at the end of the year, because of what you did, now complain that the offense wasn't right for you because of Bradley Beal deal?
The best part is the offense was so bad that it tripped you into being an all-NBA player for the first time in 3 years. That offense was so bad you scored 27 a night. Huh?
I mean, but think about it. Has Kevin Durant or, James Harden ever come out and say, you know what? I got to do better.
We can't do that.
It's not me. You know what? I should have hit the gym a little bit harder.
And that's why they're not liked, because they control what happens to their team.
And then want to take none of the smoke for it.
Thank you.
I think they're not liked because they go out there, and I just had this conversation with my neighbor.
Did you have your stylus when you were talking?
I did not.
You don't point that at your neighbor?
No.
Thank you.
But what you're seeing is the AAU style where all of a sudden the super teams and we all have to play together instead of just getting on a team and developing and all of a sudden getting better and better. It's, I'm going to give this a couple years, and then, you know what? How about the four of us leave our teams and join together to form this super team, and they fail?
Stylus out.
I'm done with David.
I needed one segment. I understand I won't get calls on this. I just, God forbid, this is what I mean about too much football. The NBA playoffs are on. Kevin Durant is a megastar, a global star. He just was favored to win a playoff series. They got swept. It is one of the most embarrassing playoff losses this side of Sean Kemp, Gary Payton losing to Dikembe Mutombo, 1994.
Right, and not swept because, Booker is out and you have to try to piecemeal this.
Healthy.
You just lost because you weren't a good team.
David, go ahead and then I'll exit. I needed one.
Kevin Durant is such garbage. He is probably one of few people I wouldn't be intimidated by who is at least a foot taller than me. Someone else says Kevin Durant is weak. Thank you for acknowledging he is a chump. I despise the NBA mainly because of players like Durant, Harden, and all those empty stats that they collect.
It's very, and I understand it. It is very difficult to embrace the league if your team is not elite. And look, the NBA, they can sell viewership and they can sell the tickets. I don't know who these people are. I mean, you go, you live in Detroit. Right. Except the Pistons want to claim 16th in attendance. Who? I couldn't give Piston tickets away this year.
I'll be nice. Go ahead. What? No, about the Pistons attendance. So I'll just be nice.
Kevin Durant is Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony is Kevin Durant.
Kind of. Except one of them had hair. 248-539-9797. Thank you for allowing me one segment to just bring that up.
No problem.
Now back to hyper-analyzing fourth round picks.
On you.
Hold on a minute.
Selling a little? or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, quick note, with football changing and, you know, now it's done and the seasons change, if you're going to begin paying attention to baseball, maybe you've been living under a rock, but they've had a bit of a uniform issue. We all saw Riley Green's pants fall apart. You've seen players with huge jerseys and tiny lettering, like there was a budget constraint. Go look at Justin Verlander's name. We've seen players routinely sweating straight through the uniforms, see-through pants. It's been a debacle. Now, this is a Nike and Fanatics deal, and Fanatics has come out and said multiple times, we did what we were told to do. This is on Nike, not on us. We didn't do this. We were told what to do. Well, guess what? Now they may force MLB. These uniforms are so bad, they may not last the season. There is a plan in place where now Nike's going to have to change everything. Mm-hmm. Now, they want to pump these uniforms out. Now, look, I'm as a Yankee fan, like when the Yankees wear their grays, Rico, they look like Eastern Michigan offensive linemen who have sweat through their pants. It is embarrassing.
Right,
Riley Green sliding and his pants falling apart.
Yeah, we always make fun of like, oh, it looks like the East Bay catalog. This truly does. These uniforms will go right up there with New Coke. Just the whole somebody signed off on this.
I want to show you this, but it has no bearing on radio. But there's an article and they've embedded some pictures. Mm-hmm. I can't even describe. I don't care. Come here. I know it has no bearing for our listeners. You guys are just going to have to trust me. Give me a moment. Rico, come over. I want to show you something. All right. So here's some of the pictures that have been embedded. There you go. I can't even describe that.
It's a picture of a baseball player bent over.
I'll just tell you they needed to use higher quality fabrics, and we'll leave it right there.
it would receive an R rating. Let's just put it like that. NC-17.
All the caption says is, hi.
Right.
It's absurd.
Right. And he's playing baseball like this.
Right.
Totally absurd. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get a few ticket texts. We'll get to a football today. But yes, the uniform nightmare is going to be over. It's just a matter whether they can get the production and the shipping to turn these out and get them here now. Minimum, you will never see these uniforms after this season. But they are going to try to do this midstream. Because
All-star break, I'm thinking.
It's a debacle. Hi.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it moving.
BYOB.
Someone says, sweating through uniforms, and it's not even hot yet. It's the coolest part of the season. Wait until August.
And it's crazy because, David, it's not even like, the dude, you know, you guys got pit stains. We're talking baptism. Detroit River, lay down baptism.
Oh, the irony is Nike already produces quality college baseball uniforms. Why would they do this to the major league?
It's some kind of innovation. They thought they were, I have no idea. Totally ill-conceived. The idea they didn't do a test run. The idea that this is just, they went full head on into this. Crazy.
Someone wants me to play this drop to ask if this fits the picture.
Oh. Indeed.
Mm.
Amongst other things.
With a little extra.
Okay. That's sufficient.
That's enough.
That's sufficient.
Doug, please.
Oh.
David.
Says, how did you not test this before the season or last year? This is ridiculous, Major League Baseball.
Right. It is, considering everything else. They test out in the minor leagues. And they. Are you okay?
No, that's pretty bad.
Okay.
Jersey sponsored by Louisville Slugger.
Regarding Kevin Durant, Willie and Elginak says, Kevin Durant is the Aaron Rodgers of the NBA, the most overrated and unlikable player in the association.
Yeah, and he's incredulous towards criticism. That's the funniest part.
The Major League Baseball uniforms are so poorly designed with inferior materials that you cannot help but think they were some of the knockoff uniforms that you sent a third world countries.
They sent them back.
Like when the loser of the Super Bowl and you're like, where do those t-shirts go? Yeah, Panama. There's some kid walking around with like, New England Patriots, you're a Super Bowl champion. No, you're not. You lost to the Giants. Panama. Uruguay. No. It's true. Didn't you ever see the special on HBO?
Mm-hmm.
They just take all the...
Somebody is out there right now wearing the 49er World Championship t-shirts and hoodies.
Tasmania.
Emma be out here wearing the Stephen Berry uniform.
Dude, they're worse. At least Stephen Berry's, man, you couldn't see through the t-shirts. You get $5, you got like 17 t-shirts. You bought a Michigan State t-shirt, you got the whole Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask for Purdue. Doesn't matter.
Just
take them all.
Yeah.
Buy one hat, get six. What?
Someone says, if it's Nike's fault for the MLB uniforms, is anyone now worried about the new NFL Nike jerseys coming out next year?
There's no way.
I got a feeling Rod is going to be like, no, not feeling that. Do it again.
I'm more worried about hockey next year. Fanatics is doing the NHL starting next year. So.
Nah, you should be worried.
Why is that, Rico?
Because nobody cares about the sport.
Okay, great.
Sorry, my bad.
All right, good talk.
I'm not being a bad guy about it. It's just, Kenny, you're the lowest priority. Now, I would say, obviously, like in the Canadian markets, it might be a bigger thing, but, you know, trust the Iser plan. It's going to all be all right. I'm actually thankful they didn't make it. The way the Rangers just walloped on Washington.
Yeah, you don't think you'd get dump trucked the exact same way?
Yeah.
You absolutely
would. But it also is a reminder of how far away they are. Forget about the points and the whole, you know, ballywashing of the season being like amazing. The reality is that they're not as close as that point total would
suggest. Ballywashing. I really like that.
You know, it's like whitewashing, but ballywashing. Yeah. We'll take that.
Someone saying, I didn't know about the third world country stuff. So is somewhere out there NFC championship Lions shirts?
Yes. Yes, there's a kid in Bolivia rocking that on his way to the store. They dump boxes of them. They like fly a 747 down and they just parachute the boxes out. Right. And it's congrats, San Francisco 49ers on your Super Bowl, except they didn't win it.
Right. The Super Bowl grit t-shirts didn't quite make it.
Someone's saying, I would take Kyrie over KD anytime. Irving has the antics, but check out what he did yesterday. He's a spectacular ball player.
When he's right, he can be. The problem is he's never right. He's always got something going on. All right, we'll get to a football today. We will get back to a little bit of draft talk and the NFL's ever-expanding footprint.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.